listening to the Self-Help Podcast, a weekly no-nonsense guide dedicated to your emotional health and well-being. Presented by entrepreneur Edward Lamb and psychotherapist Sean Orford. For more information, visit liveinthepresent.co.uk.
Okay, hello, welcome to episode 333. It's got a nice ring to it. Self-Help Podcast.
All the threes.
And because it's a special number, I forgot the microphone, so we're just recording straight into the laptop today. How are you doing?
How do you work that out into, because it's a special number, you forgot?
No, I'm just trying to think of some excuse for why I could
forget
such an important bit of equipment for a podcast.
Very good. As long as you can hear me, that's what's important.
Can you hear us, listeners? Yeah, we're talking about winter blues a bit today, aren't we? Seasonal affective.
Well, we're at that point in the yearly cycle where depression will begin. The depression season opens in about a week.
Okay, and brace then, yourselves, yeah. Brace for impact.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to, though, right?
No, it doesn't have to.
Not for everybody. But no. Okay, we'll talk about that shortly. Liveinthepresent.co.uk, all the show notes and links are there. Sean's written a blog post to accompany this with some very interesting stuff, actually, which we will come on to. Not that they aren't normally interesting, of course, because I always read them, obviously.
All the time, I can tell you do.
Can't wait till it arrives in my inbox. Speaking of which, yeah, if you sign up to the mailing list, you'll get alerts for the show and the blog. Every week, straight to your email.
Every week.
So, no excuses. And you can unsubscribe at any point, no pressure. No pressure. What have you been up to, Sean?
What have I been up to? I have been to Norfolk on the weekend, which was
Norfolking way. Oh, am I going to have to edit that out?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Very good.
Yeah.
it was lovely, though. It was great. The weather was amazing. The place is amazing. And it was lovely to be there.
Yeah.
It was great.
Never been that part of the world. We just go to Northumberland endlessly.
Yeah.
It's on the list. Now, it's a long way, isn't it, man?
I think you'd like it. It's about a 5-hour drive from here.
Yeah.
Because you're going across the country and no one ever wanted you to go across the country. Going up and down was easy, but going across is
tough. Is there a motorway system out that way?
Well, bits.
Not that I'm advocating driving in any way. Of course. Is there a train system? Can you get the train to Norwich or something like that?
You could, and then you'd have to do something to get to where you would have got to go, yeah.
Cool, but you had a nice little trip, did you?
Yeah, it was great, it was lovely.
Beaches, were you right on the coast?
Amazing beaches, absolutely lovely. Food, incredible, amazing eating places, really amazing. Good.
Hats off to Norfolk.
Yep.
All right, cool. I've been hanging out with some transport nerds today as I continue my quest to kind of try and have a little chip away at
Identify yourself as a transport nerd?
I think I am getting there, you know. Actually, yeah, certainly, yeah. I can certainly keep up with a lot of the conversations now.
So does that make you a trans nerd or a nerd sport?
A trans nerd, yeah. That's a different thing altogether. I'm working on that one as well. But, yeah, I'm not quite at the level of, like, curb heights and weights and all that stuff and materials. But
curb heights?
Yeah, no, this is quite science. You know, how
is that
the
so
curb
cars
is.
Can't go up on the pavement?
Oh, yeah, they do anyway, though. That's funny, that, isn't it? I don't know. Yeah, and weight limits for...
Right.
There must be all this kind of stuff. You know, drainage. It's got to be a certain kind of camber to a road so the water drains away, hasn't it?
Right.
Yeah. You ever thought about all this stuff?
Science.
It's science. Yeah. And maths. But, yeah, we won't talk about that. let's crack on with winter blues. Because, yeah, so the clocks go back next week, something like that.
This weekend, they go back. 27th, I think it is.
So that means it's going to be lighter in the morning?
It means that what was 6 o'clock now becomes 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah.
So it'll be darker.
Yeah.
I can never figure it out.
Lighter in the evening.
I'm quite a smart guy, apparently, but I can never figure out what it's going to mean until I actually wake up that morning and look out the window.
It's fall back and spring forward.
Yeah. That's for the clock. That's for the time. But my brain can't compute what that means. But.
Okay, so full back means that 6 o'clock becomes 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
What that means to me is when I go to Qatar, I go from being 2 hours behind, so that I have to go on line at 5 o'clock to talk to someone at 7. From next week onwards, I've got to go on line at 4 o'clock to meet someone at 7.
Wow. Yeah. So that's quite a change for you. But you'll be all right with it.
Yeah, me. Yeah, tough me. Yeah.
But for some people, they might not be getting up at 4 a.m. to get on the phone to Qatar. But, you know, and I can appreciate this. That change in light, especially, when you wake up early, or if you're coming home, you know, when I'm riding home from work and it's like nearly pitch black at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It does play, you know, it plays on your mind, doesn't it? And it has an effect on our psyche. So
yeah, it has an effect on our brain chemistry, which is really, really important.
So what's the science behind that then?
What happens is you have, we call it seasonal affective disorder. And it's, it's...
Yeah, SAD, not SADS, which is sudden arrhythmic... arrhythmic death syndrome, which I think your heart condition.
That's when your heart stops.
SADS. Yeah. SAD is seasonal affective disorder.
Still, yeah.
Okay, so go on.
That's the one. No, and the sunlight affects the vitamin D in your skin. And the vitamin D is the precursor of serotonin in your brain, and serotonin is the chemical that makes you feel good. So if you lack serotonin because you lack vitamin D because you lack sunlight, then you start to get depressed. So people that are susceptible to that, then their vitamin D levels drop, their serotonin levels drop, and they get depressed. And then in the winter, we all start eating carbs because carbs make your brain secrete serotonin. So the idea of eating carbs is really, really important to make yourself feel good. We're actually self-medicating with carbs. But then the problem is we then put on weight and then we feel bad, so we eat more carbs. So you go round and round the circle.
Bit of a vicious circle there. Well, there's an NHS page for this, which means it must be a real thing because there's a, like, an actual dedicated page to it on the NHS website. But it lists... what are you taking your shoes and socks off for?
I should take my clothes off. That's right.
Yeah, I've got a minute to your listeners. You can see what I can see now.
Yeah, this is radio.
Or smell. Smell-o-vision.
Come on.
sorry, there's a list of symptoms early on in the blog post or the article. Persistent low mood. A loss of pleasure or interest in normal everyday activities. That's like just a drop in energy level.
But that's like standard depression. It's like, nah, can't be bothered.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Irritability.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Feelings of despair, guilt and worthlessness.
If someone starts to get really dark, then the meaning of life goes, what's the point? Yeah,
well, feeling lethargic and lacking energy. And sleeping during, or feeling sleepy during the day, right? Flipping heck, okay.
Yeah, so you've got it then.
Well, yeah, I get that all year round, what the heck? And sleeping for longer than normal and finding it hard to get up again, yeah, I can relate to that all year round. But, and then finally, the craving carbohydrates and gaining weight.
Yeah. But I mean, most people will put on weight during the winter because they start hitting the carbs, whether they're aware of it or not.
Yeah.
And then in the spring, they start to get moving and then the weight drops off again. Mm-hmm. So it's like, exchange one for the other.
Yeah. But do you start getting, there's an orderly queue of people out your front door, like, start lining around the block?
Yeah. Seriously, it sounds mad, but as soon as the clocks go back, there are a certain amount of people just go, "Ugh," and it's that sense of darkness that happens.
And they come to you.
Well, I get quite a few people do come along, and it's like, you know, I feel bad. Yeah. So the first thing that I do is I get them to go to the doctor to check their vitamin D, because if your vitamin D level is low anyway, then your serotonin level is low, which makes you more susceptible to the lack of sunlight.
Yeah.
So you have to get your vitamin D checked first to know that you're okay.
Yeah, so before you start popping pills and supplements and all that, you need to get a blood test done. Is that what you would recommend?
Yeah, because if you take too much vitamin D, it can actually damage your system as well. Mm-hmm. So just think, oh, I need to take vitamin D, and you start going and getting high-dose vitamin D supplements because they are quite high-dose. They can actually damage your system, damage your kidneys, that kind of stuff, if you're not careful. So you need to know what your vitamin D level is, first of all.
Bit of a disclaimer there, right? You know, don't just start popping these pills you've brought down, Holland and Barrett.
Yeah, really important.
Get some data first, see where you're up to. Mm. Okay, cool. So what, I mean, do people that are coming to see you, is it the same folks every year, or is it something that can be cured?
Well, very often, if you're working with particular people and they understand their vitamin D levels, they can make sure they're right so they don't go into SAD syndrome when it goes dark.
But so the next year they'll kind of sense it coming and know what to do.
But some people that have that kind of clinical issue where their system doesn't work so well, using things like St. John's wort. So they'd start with St. John's wort, which is a natural antidepressant, at the end of August.
Okay.
And then work it through till maybe the end of March and then come off.
Right.
So I know a lot of people that use St. John's wort in the winter to lift their mood up.
Cool. Yeah. Okay. Excuse me, how tired? You must be that time of the year.
Lack of vitamin D, obviously.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is the self-help podcast, because ideally we want people to be able to help themselves. You know, you're a busy guy, so you can't be answering and helping all the thousands of people that listen to this show as much as you'd love to, I'm sure.
I would.
Send out those invoices. No, but... So what you're saying is that for some cases, maybe not all, you can... If this is the first time they've seen you, you can tell them what to do. So the next time around, does it usually... Do people that are more susceptible to this kind of thing, will it happen to them every year?
It might do. But the trick is, if you know your system and you've learned about your system, then you can deal with it so that it doesn't become a problem.
Yeah.
That's the key. You know, you've got to be the expert in you.
Mm.
Yeah.
Which is what we're all working towards, apparently,
yeah, yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
We're trying to, at least. It's to say, the main theory is that a lack of sunlight might stop a part of the brain called the hypothalamus. Is that right?
Very good.
Thank you. Working properly, which may affect the production of melatonin, serotonin, and the body's internal clock.
See, the melatonin one is the one that is, that causes jet lag.
So when you
get jet lag from, say, coming back from the States, you can actually buy melatonin over in the States to take.
Well, so the body may produce this in higher than normal levels. So
we're trying to balance. System's yeah. trying to balance itself.
Okay.
Yeah.
And serotonin is that the happy one?
Yeah. It's the one that makes you feel good.
Mm-hmm. And that's lack of sunlight. There we go. Okay. Yeah. But, I mean, it does get quite sunny in winter as well, you know, for shorter periods of time.
But only if you're out in it. People don't go out in the winter because it's too cold. And when they do go out, they're wrapped up. So the sun doesn't get to their skin anyway.
Mm-hmm.
As you're going to run naked through the forest or the fields and get some vitamin D, then you're stuck. Yeah.
That's fair enough. Is it? Yeah, I mean, yeah, we're not advocating sunbeds either, is that? I don't know.
No, sunbeds not good for you in loads and loads of ways.
Mm-hmm.
The work I do in Doha, in Qatar, they have big vitamin D problems there. And it's because people do go out in the sunlight, but when they do, they're covered head to foot. So they don't get any of the benefits of the vitamin D from the sunlight.
Yeah.
So they have to take vitamin D supplements.
Ah, flipping heck. Wow, okay. Yeah. If I was, or when I'm Prime Minister, apart from, on my list of things to do would be to hire some kind of philosopher or like a psychotherapist, obviously a decent one, not you.
I was thinking, I've got a job there.
To think about how, you know, in terms of general happiness of the nation, I think is important. So, and part of this, thinking about this problem that we kind of created ourselves by having this change of daylight hour and savings and all that lark, and it has been spoken about fairly recently, and it probably gets talked about every year in the papers.
Yeah.
Some politician is thinking about ditching daylight savings so that we don't have to change our clocks anymore. Do you think it would have a big impact on British people, at least?
Yeah.
To ditch this whole idea of changing the clocks?
The problem is that sunset and sunrise in the north of Scotland and the south of England is profoundly different.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when things are moved, it affects the north much more than does the south.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, Scotland might be an independent nation soon.
Have its own time zone, yeah.
That's one option that might be available to them,
yeah.
Sadly.
So
it's not as easy as just saying that, just getting rid of the whole clock change thing would cause, do you think, more trouble than it's worth? Or?
Well, the problem is everybody's moving around all over the world, so to actually know where you are time-wise, because the reason that people want to know it is mainly because of business. People want to talk to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of thing. But the thing is, you could all stay in the same time zone, and the fact that people in the north got up later than people in the south could be an acceptable part of the same time zone rather than keep changing the time zone.
Right? Yeah. You know. I mean, across America, are there three time zones, I think?
Three or four, yeah.
It's a massive wide country, so they must have issues.
Yeah, yeah.
There's similar kind of things going on, you know, north, south. What about countries such as like Finland and Norway, the Scandinavian, Arctic?
Well, they're actually boasting at the moment, if you look online, that the suicide rates in Finland are coming down.
Okay.
And it's because they've started to deal with it, really. But it was famously the suicide month in Finland because it would get so dark, because it's dark 24 hours a day
for
months
place.
On end. Yeah. And then,
do they change their clocks in those countries? Or is it just
I don't know. I think they just stay with European time.
We could have researched that, couldn't we, before we came on?
No, so, I think they stay with European time.
So it's just, is that just a British thing?
Yeah. Yeah, but we're the awkward people of Europe, aren't we? So, I mean, we're bound to be different.
Well, you're Norway aren't in the EU, right, famously. But they're in the single market. We're not talking about Brexit today.
No, no.
I'm just thinking, yeah, what we can learn from those countries, which may be higher, further north than the equator and all that. But
they're looking at hygge, looking after each other, looking at social interactions, trying to make sure that you get that positivity going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But there is something that we need to look at in this, and it's the I cover it in the blog.
Yeah.
And it's the ideas that maybe we look at depression as an issue in the wrong way. In the sense that when you get to that point where you stop, which is what happens when you're depressed, it gives you a chance to address issues and to sort things out to enable you to carry on. So the idea for me would be in the winter when the fishermen can't go to sea to catch fish, then they stay at home and they mend their nets and they talk about stuff and they have all those kinds of interactions because they can't go and do their thing.
Yeah.
Now, maybe we need to be doing the same kind of stuff. And when we see periods where we just feel like I need to stop now, rather than thinking, oh God, I'm depressed and running down to the doctor to get some medication, maybe we need to stop and be with ourselves and actually look at and resolve the issues that are going on inside us.
Yeah,
so
okay.
That we can solve our problems.
So not frantically trying to fix it and get a sticking plaster.
Yeah, maybe depression isn't a problem. Maybe it's a normal cycle. For most people, I'm not saying that people don't get clinically depressed and need to have medication maybe on a more regular basis. Yeah, but maybe depression for most people as part of their cycle is their system saying, okay, time to stop now.
Yeah.
Stop, review, do a kind of audit of where you're up to. Okay, now get on with it.
Mm.
Yeah, and we don't listen to that. We keep going and keep going and keep going and keep going.
So how do you feed that into the work that you do as you're in your renegade rogue therapist work that's different to what you might read in a textbook somewhere?
I encourage people to do things that enhance them and make them feel good. And meditation and relaxation may be a part of that kind of thing. Because if you meditate or you relax, it's a 5-to-1 ratio. So 10 minutes of deep relaxation is like having 50 minutes of sleep.
Right, okay.
So I would look at that kind of stuff. But also the idea about, why do we go on holiday in the summer?
Yeah, okay, yeah, this is something we have mentioned quite a bit, actually.
Yeah.
When we're happy in this one, we've got enough sunshine here to keep us going.
Yeah, and just stay here. And then in the winter, when it's black and horrible, you know, that's the time to go somewhere in the sun, go to the Canary Islands or somewhere where it's still hot and warm and sunny and get a boost. Lots of people do.
Some people move abroad for like 3, 4, 6 month stretches, don't they?
Yeah.
And they're lucky enough to have somewhere overseas where they can stay.
And that may be coming to an end, because will we be able to go to places like Spain and live?
Well, probably not as easily, but that's for another podcast. but is that something on the extreme end that you kind of would recommend to people? Or?
Yeah, lots of people do. Lots of people do. I know lots of people that do. And they organise their world so that they spend like 3 months maybe in the winter, you know, the dark months. My worst months in terms of therapy are November and February. That's when you get the most people. November is the first hit. It was a bad winter, but most winters generally, by the time you get to February, there's a lot of people that are down and depressed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's when you need to really get stuff done. Because the other thing in psychotherapy is that divorce season is generally in February, and some of that is fed by depression, you know, especially after Christmas and New Year, and it's all a bit flat and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
My auntie, I won't name her exactly, but she is one of those weirdos that prefers winter to the summer. And I almost don't believe her when she tells me, but, you know, I do, really. But I think, you know, I haven't really explored that much with her, but I think it's because she likes that sense of like being looking out the window and it being maybe it's not obvious, doesn't snow that much here, but it's cold, and she likes the idea of being inside and being cozy. And winter's a bit more of a time, well, you've got Christmas to look forward to, so it's family, a lot of family stuff
Christmas,
going on.
New Year.
So it is possible to like genuinely loved that title.
But the thing about Hooga and that kind of sort of having cuddly, kind of shuffle down together, kind of nice time, you know, is good around the fire. And that's a fabulous winter thing to do. But it goes along with sticky pudding and all that kind of stuff, because people belt the cards. And if you think about all those kinds of winter puddings, they're all carb heavy. And maybe a lot of people that like the winter are getting their D from carbs. They're getting the serotonin.
Yeah. You know.
Maybe, that's mate. Okay. It's fine.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, you don't have to put on weight by eating carbs. There are things you can do. It's part of the everyday life to kind of...
But you could actually put on weight in the winter like most people do. Then it comes off again in the spring once you get moving again.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and a lot of creatures in the animal kingdom will just do just that, won't they?
Yeah, yeah. Just hunker down. Yeah, go into hibernation. Yeah.
Have you got a resource for us or anything else?
Well, my resource is go and get your vitamin D checked. If you have any issues in the winter months where you feel down and flat and horrible, go and get your vitamin D checked, because almost certainly your vitamin D levels are going to be low.
So just give your GP a call or go knock on your doctor's surgery door and just...
And say, Sean said to me, I need to get my vitamin D checked.
Is it a blood test?
Yeah, they do a blood test and just check out.
Easy peasy, all right.
Yeah.
I might do that, actually. Yeah. I'm overdue a cholesterol check. It's been a few years, actually, since I had one. And
ask them to do your D at the same time.
Yeah, because they'll do it all in one hit, won't they?
Yeah.
Take it. All right, that's my challenge. I'll wait till the clocks go back.
Yeah.
And I'll wait till I start to feel a bit down.
Yeah, then go in.
And then
I'm down.
Yeah. Sean said, go in. So yours is get a vitamin D. Mine is an article or a whole series of resources on mind.org.uk, the charity. They've got loads of stuff on this that can help, and obviously leads on to kind of if you do need to pick up the phone to someone.
Yeah,
there's loads of resources there. Oh, you can email Sean as well.
You can indeed.
Yeah, you've got loads of time to kill at the moment.
I have, yeah. I should be sat there checking my vitamin D. I've had plenty of time.
Good lad. Right, we'll see you again next week.
Yeah.
Take it easy.
You take care.
Goodbye.
Bye.